Hello, Texans. We are at 713 Music Hall for the Texans Reveal Party. We are presented by your Houston area Ford dealers, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you. And Matt, DJ Me, is that it, Matt? He is engineering for us tonight, and it is a scene already outside. If you check out my Twitter or Instagram or both, at Texans Voice on Instagram, you'll see a ton of people waiting to get in here and waiting to have a great time to check out the new unis, players in them, and a lot of stuff branded. You've seen it all day, folks, on social media. Some of you were at the Texans team shop, and IG'd about that, too.
Yeah,
We have a lot of listeners, but maybe most of them were there.
It felt packed. Like the city was there.
It was
good
packed
grief.
At the Texans team shop today.
I tried to go in the side door. You know, there's a side door to that where we can come from our offices, and that's why I sneak in that way a lot of times. Now it's locked. I looked in there and went, no, I'm good. Yeah, it was a throng of people in there. Very cool to see. I kind of had a feeling, you and I talked about this yesterday at some point, 10 o'clock, it's going to be a madhouse.
Yep.
Yep. Madhouse. So I got down there about 11:05-ish. I think it was about 11:05-ish I got down there. And it was
crazy.
There was line outside
Absolutely
the door.
Crazy.
I was like, I don't really want to go stand in line. I'll wait for things to calm down a little bit. But it's incredible just to see it. I mean, we've seen these before. We had gotten a glimpse of them. But to see they're like where we are in the corner. As you walk in, we're over to the right corner. So y'all want to say hi when you come in. And then you'll go see everything else. But there are pictures all around. There are videos. And the one near us is the H-Town alternate, the Color Rush.
Yeah.
And those, when we met with the guys back, I don't know what that was, a couple weeks ago, they were doing all the photo shoots and everything, they were wearing those at the time that we were up there. And every single guy was like, these are fire. These are the ones we like. We
those
like these
rock.
The most.
Those
it was incredible.
Rock. I think the Battle Red is really taking over in many ways.
Yep.
The candy paint job on the helmets.
Yes.
People love that. The red is a brighter red. It's a very bright red.
Yep.
And reading the comments is funny because this is art, okay? It literally is art. So you're going to have a lot of subjectivity here. Some people, hey, I like this or I don't like that or whatever. But I think Doug Vosick, who's the Senior VP of Marketing, nailed it when he said there's something for everybody. Greg Grissom, the president of the Texans, is going to join us. Also, Cal and Hannah McNair later on in the program will join us. And I can't wait to talk to them about how their day has been. They started their day, well, maybe not started it, but they got their morning really rolling public media-wise on Sports Radio 610 this morning.
They came in fired up.
Yeah. Hannah came in. Guns blazing, verbal guns blazing, and it was awesome. I mean, just awesome. It's a great time to be a Texan, and Greg Grissom, the president of the Texans, joins us now. And Greg, it certainly is a great time to be a Texan. We know what's been happening this offseason. This is another part of it, but a huge part of it, and just to see it all in the flesh here at 713 is amazing.
You having fun? Yeah. I mean, what a night, and what a day, and you know, really, what a year, off season, and today's just a special day for the city of Houston and all our fans.
Greg, I know you had seen them and you'd gone through the process. You knew what these were going to look like. You knew what they looked like on the players. You saw them on the players. Was there any trepidation this morning about, okay, what are the fans going to think when they see these? Was there any kind of thought of that, or was it just, look, we followed the process. It's the process we came to. We like them, and we think you guys will like them, too. How did you kind of feel as 10 o'clock rolled around?
Well, I go back to all the work that had been done by our team, our entire organization, all of our creative folks. And we had a pretty good sense that we had listened from our fans and what they had told us. And then, you know, there were a few leaks out there, maybe. And so we got a little bit of data on that. And we also knew we had some really, really cool stuff to share today. And so I think I was more excited than anxious or nervous.
Yep.
You know, I sometimes get nervous around some of these things, and I slept really, really well last night. And I think the days only confirm that. It's been a great day.
Yeah, I think I was just saying, Greg, the H-Town blue, the Color Rush, we all knew that was going to have a positive reaction. It's awesome. the Battle Red is really, if I had to take a poll, I don't know which is in the lead right now, but the Battle Red is really on fire with the fans.
Well, and that was the thing that we knew, that for the most part, most people hadn't seen it, right?
Yeah.
They hadn't seen that helmet, and they didn't know quite what was going to be there, and the all red and the more vibrant color. And, you know, I think there's something for everybody, Mark. So maybe you're on Battle Red. Some people on H-Town. I'm seeing a lot of love for the white uniforms. I'm seeing a lot of love for our normal blues. So that's kind of what we thought, is that there might be a little something for everybody. But that red's pretty fire. And I know my son's, that's where he's on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
I just got the thumbs up from Los Angeles from my daughter. The red is her thing. She absolutely loves the red. My wife says the same thing. They both love the red. I want to get to a letter of the alphabet, because it feels like no letter has ever made more noise in the city of Houston than the H, and what the H is going to look like. And I remember as we're going through that process and we're thinking, what is this H going to look like? And when I saw for the first time, I went, they nailed it. They nailed it. I think that's the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful H, and there's so many different things about it, as Doug pointed out in the video. How did we get to this H, and how happy are you with it?
Well, I think as you referenced, Doug, in the video that we released, it kind of goes the whole story behind all the uniforms, but particularly the H as well. You know, we had a very simple and traditional, and we had been kind of testing that in some of the merchandise some version of that over the last couple of years. And then you had this black letter version, which is kind of the, you know, the seems like some of the hip-hop albums and Rice and other things.
Yep.
And it's interesting, and I probably would call myself a little bit more of a traditionalist. But when we tested it from all different walks of life, and I had a chance to be in the room where people were saying, okay, we kind of were giving them a comparison of a more streamlined version or the version that we ultimately ended up with, and it was unanimous, all different walks of life, young, old, you know, different cultures, everything, that said that's what we want to represent us and represent the city of Houston. And then just they're all little touches. I'm personally most fond of having the star to the right of it, just because it connects our primary logo and that logo together, so there's some continuity.
Greg, we did happen to notice that there was some activity at the Texans team shop today, shall we say. It was massive, the turnout there. What can you share with us about that?
Well, I mean, it was. I can share that it was massive. There was a lot of folks there. The merchandise, I think people were really enjoying all the options they had available. I know also on our online shop that was very active. You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but we like to compete, right?
Yeah.
We're an NFL team. We like to win. And we'll see what the final numbers are. But they're I think out of the uniforms that have been released in the last couple of weeks, our first day merchandise sales, both at the store and online, we have a chance to be the number one. I think we will be, but we'll let that be confirmed. But of total sales of the new uniform, which just, again, speaks to the excitement and the energy around it.
Greg, one of the moments in the video that kind of struck me, and I want to get your thoughts about, because I thought I saw you there, was the trip to Beaverton to Nike.
Yep.
What was that trip like? I mean, first of all, just going to the Nike campus, which seems enormous in this incredible campus, but then just to see them for the first time.
It was inspiring, I think is the word I would use, it was something that I'll probably never forget in my career. But just, again, having the McNairs and all the hard work that Cal and Hannah had done to kind of push the organization forward, push us forward, and to really be there and see them see the uniforms for the first time was probably the most special. But again, myself, Doug, and a few of our folks from our creative team that had really done a tremendous amount of work, you know, it's just one of those things when they kind of pull them away and you know what you think's going to be there, because we've seen them on all different types of graphics and things like that. But to see them live, it was a great day.
Yeah.
It's something I'll never forget.
Texans president Greg Grissom with us. A couple more for you, Greg. All right, after this, the week really slows down with a little event called the NFL Draft. Draft party Friday night. This is going to be huge as well. I mean, this week is off the chain. There are also other things going on involving partners and things
that
the general public might not know about, but I know it's a busy week for the Texans.
It's a busy week, but, you know, I've loved announcing, you know, and launching these uniforms and all of the energy that's created, but, you know, I'm excited to get back to the draft and get back to some Johnny Harris football.
Thank you.
You know, see who new Texans are going to be and you know, I know, you know, the off-season programs have started, and so just, you know, really getting back. And I think Coach D'Amico and Cal and Nick, hey, we're starting over, right? We're we got to go earn it again. And that process has started with the offseason and the guys back in the building. And the draft's another step. And to be there with all of our fans Friday night for our second, third-round picks at the Avenidas will be great. And then really just get back to playing football and seeing how many W's we can put on the board.
Am I right to presume that it'll be Liberty White at the Hall of Fame game? Is that the first uni we're going to see the team
play? I think it's to be determined. It's an interesting question.
It's a neutral site.
It's a neutral site, so we haven't gotten that far down the road, okay. Mark, so we'll see kind of where we go in the preseason. And then, honestly, with the schedule release, which is generally sometime in the second week in May, call it the second Thursday, May 9th-ish. That's not official by any means. And I think from there, we look at the theme dates and start kind of looking at uniform combinations for the opponents and seeing how all this comes to life for real.
That is going to be a blast. Greg, I want to ask you one last thing. Last year, 1 year ago at this time, we're obviously thinking about that draft. It's funny, I reached in for a jacket tonight, what I was going to wear, and I pulled out a jacket, and I was like, man, I can feel something in the pocket. And I reached in and pulled out, and I had my 2023 draft party pass pocket. And I was like, I'm hanging on that one. That was great.
That's a good one. Glad you didn't give it to the dry cleaner.
No. We're coming off 3-13-1, change coaches again. We're still not quite there, but we could see some of the seedlings. Then we have this draft, and it turns a year later into all of this. I don't even know what really to ask other than, did you see kind of a turnaround happening this fast, and where can this all go?
Well, I would, I know I've said this a couple of times, but it's really true. I would really give a lot of credit to Kyle and Hannah and Janice McNair. An overnight success, 3 years in the making, I guess.
Right.
But we did have some challenging times, but they had a plan, and they were really clear about what was expected from both us on the business side and from a fan perspective, and then, what they were trying to build on the football side. And, really last offseason, a lot of that started to culminate with D'Amico, the draft, all the assets that Nick had pulled together over the last couple of years. And then, some of the fun things that we've been doing on the fan side, engaging the fans and really trying to do that. So, you never know how it's all going to come together. So far, so good. But again, it's really about the work. At this point, we haven't won anything, and I think we're excited about, doing that on and off the field and making sure this season is good as it possibly can be.
Yep.
Greg, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
All right. We're at the 713 Music Hall for the Texans uniform reveal party, and it is a party inside. There's a big slab car in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's wild.
It's candy red. I mean, it's that red. It's the battle red. I mean, it looks just fantastic. It's got
neon.
The H on the corner. I mean, it's so awesome. Yeah. I mean, it is really, really cool. I want to drive it out of here, but I think that would be kind of obvious.
They might frown on that kind of behavior, I'm thinking.
We'll drive it right around downtown. Kind of nice.
I just love seeing the fans so happy. At the store today, they were so happy buying up new jerseys. And fans are pouring in here wearing the so-called old stuff,
which
is certainly welcome. All right, you invested in that product. Wear it, enjoy it, have it. The new stuff is available as well. I thought the store would sell out in seconds, but they just kept on bringing out more inventory, more inventory. So it all worked out that way. But, Johnny, we do have a draft to get ready for.
We do.
That is awesome. And I think I said it, was it last week? I said, I don't know if we're, not you, but we collectively are excited enough for this draft. This draft, you're going to have new players, like Greg said, new Texans on the way. And this is going to be cool. Think of what Nick Caserio can do with 2 second-round draft picks. Think of what he did in a draft where, in 2021, where the Texans didn't have a first or second-round pick, and you got a guy like Nico Collins, among others.
Exactly.
And Nico is a guy that we desperately want to see remain a Houston Texan going into 2025 because this is the last year of his rookie deal. So there's a lot to watch out for. There are a lot of attractive names that they can get that can really help this team. As much as they've helped themselves in free agency, there's still so much on the table that we don't know. Players you don't know right now, well, you know them, but players you don't know that will be Texans could play a major role in what goes down this season.
I always think about that going into the draft. Which of these names do you look at and go, okay, this guy, he could be a Texan. What's that going to look like? What's it going to look like in November? We're getting ready for a game, and he's starting at cornerback or wide receiver or defensive tackle. And I always that's just such a – I don't know. I love that feeling of, okay, this guy's going to be with us. And I remember having this feeling. We went to the combine at 23, so not this past year but the year before. And I remember I wanted to just see Will Anderson live, do something. I was so excited to just see him live. And he didn't run or didn't work out. He saved it for his pro day. So I was just like, dang it, man. I wanted to see that guy live. I wanted to see what he looked like. Then we end up drafting him. And now not only do we get to see him, get to see him play for us, winning the game. And I'm trying to talk as we're taking pictures.
We're posing
for pictures, also talking about Will Anderson Jr. But the fact is, getting a chance to see these guys turn into what they turn into is really, really cool. And, you know, as we're sitting with these guys, you know, a few weeks ago, we're up on the roof here, and we're just talking to them. They've got the new jerseys on, and they're just loving the jerseys. But you just sense this excitement for what is happening with this organization, with this city. And I know there are times when people say to me, oh, you guys are homers, you're going to talk about this and that and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Because you get on this train now, and you see what excitement can bring. And it's like we were down in the dumps for, you know, 4-win seasons, 3-win seasons, all the stuff off the field to get to this point. And to see these fans walk in and be so happy and so excited, like you said earlier, is one of the coolest things I can think of. And I said this to you up there, like, you know what? The jerseys are great. You know, I don't think about the jerseys all that much. I don't think about the draft and all that. But to see how happy people are about this organization and what they're doing is really, really cool.
So I like to rank things, or at least assess where they stand. And we talked about last offseason. Was that the greatest offseason they've ever had, the organization?
Yeah.
When you think about CJ, when you think about Will Anderson, I mean, that's unbelievable what they pulled off there alone, and the free agent signings, and then the result of it. But it all started with the hiring of DeMeco. But this offseason, people have asked me, like, where does this stack up and everything? And it kind of reminded me, in a way, because there's always going to be apples to oranges here, but the apples are, you're coming off a divisional round appearance, and you have a ton of momentum going into the next year. So it reminds me, in that way, of 2012. But, and as exciting as that was, I really think that this is another dimension because, all right, you have an outstanding free agent class. You know you have a quarterback. You know you have year two of DeMeco. It's also fresh still. And speaking of fresh, the new uniforms, the rebrand. It's incredible, the truckload of momentum you have going now. And, of course, it's all about backing it up. But I'm talking about where you stand now in the offseason, and we haven't even had the draft yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And to see, you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, a lot of training camps or a lot of first few, you know, first game, you know, the preseason games.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to look for? Well, you know, you're not going to see the starters for much, but it's going to be cool to see Danielle Hunter in a uniform, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then on top of that, you're going to be looking at them in new uniforms out on the field. So there's so much to be looking for with this team early on in the preseason Hall of Fame game. And I don't think we'll see a lot of the guys that night. Maybe they'll just wear the jerseys because they want to look good in them and see what.
Yeah, but what jerseys? I brought up a good question, Johnny.
What's that?
What jerseys will they wear that night? It's either Liberty White or the Deep Steel Blue. It's not going to be one of the other
two. No, it's one of those two.
So which is it, being a neutral site? I just don't know.
I mean, either way is good. I mean, I don't mind if they – I've always liked the road uni, the Deep Steel Blue with the Liberty White. I like that combo, you know, like we wore in a playoff game. I like that. And I like the combo when I see it. I think that was the picture that Cal put out. When the first leak happened.
Yeah.
I like that uniform. One.
No,
I think that's what we're wearing.
I like the new one of that is cool.
Right.
I love that design. Yeah. All right, let's see what they wear. It'll be August 1st, but we have a lot to talk about between now and then, including we'll talk to the McNairs. That is coming up, among other things, here from 713 Music Hall for the Texans Uniform Reveal Party. We are presented by your Houston Area Ford dealers. It's Texans Radio. Presented by your Houston Area Ford dealers, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris at the Texans Reveal Party. We are having fun here at 713 Music Hall. Down at the Post downtown, this is such a cool facility
all the way through.
And this music hall is outstanding. The Houston Sports Awards were here. They have a lot of other events here. Yeah, that was.
I didn't realize I walked in where the slab car was over here. I look back, I didn't realize they've got all these seats up here.
Yeah,
upstairs.
They've got a balcony, whatever they call it.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it is really nice. I mean, I'd love to see a musical act here. I've been here several times. We were considering this as a draft party location, but that didn't happen. Instead, decided to do the reveal party here, so that's super cool.
So this this party was supposed to start at 6:30, right?
It's
6:25, and people have been pouring in for 45 minutes.
No, I think 7 officially, Johnny, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I don't know.
They're just letting people pour in.
Cal and Hannah McNair are going to join us at about 6:30, we hear, so we'll find out. I saw one of the coaches from my flag football league with my 11-year-old team, and he said, "We're going to get you next time," because we beat them on opening day. But we just lost last weekend. We got fat and happy and lost.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, "Listen, we're vulnerable now. I cannot have this."
No,
so,
you cannot.
You know, I feel like getting this new deep steel blue look for the team or something. I don't know. Maybe we can do
what's
that.
What's the name of your your team name? Are you the Texans?
Oh, my gosh. You know what they wanted to call it?
The Colts?
The Riz or the Rizzlers? Because, like, that's a thing. With And I'm like, you guys are 11. Can we just calm down a bit here? Because we all have team numbers. So, and it used to be an NFL league.
But you're not like the Colts or the Titans or anything.
No,
like
we
that.
Used to do that, but we haven't done that anymore.
Okay, good.
Last year, we were the Buccaneers. Oh, we were the Browns forever when the Browns were horrible. Because, they ran out of Texans gear one year. So the guy just gave me the Browns. And I thought, oh, man. And they were awful. But I said, listen, no one will see us coming.
Right.
See us coming.
That's a,
now
that's a good
I would
point.
Never pick that, obviously. For obvious reasons, I would never pick that. But we'll see what happens with that. And no one wants to hear about my flag football coaching. But they do want to hear about the Houston Texans and how they fit in this uniform derby with the rest of the league. Look, I saw the Broncos yesterday. All right. I've seen some of the other unveils. I saw the Jets. I saw the Lions, all right? I do think the Texans are tracking ahead of those organizations. So they might win this thing for the offseason. The unofficial offseason uniform switch competition.
So here are my rankings.
All right.
Ours one, duh. Two, Lions.
You like the Lions look?
Lions. I love the Honolulu blue. I love the classic look. I love that. I think it's what they needed. And then Rod Wood told Dan Campbell, you got to win a division. And then we'll get the black back. They got the black back with like a different colored blue, almost like a teal blue. Jets are close to the Lions. I like the Jets going back to the future. The Jets black uni, oh my goodness, that thing is beautiful.
It does look good.
And the Broncos are like how far down you can go. Now, the retro Bronco unis, bringing back the OG unis, the orange with the light blue helmet with the D on it. Now those are fire. But the new ones that they I don't know what they did with those. I don't know what happened.
A fan brought this up with me, that the Steelers really don't change. They tweak, they don't change.
The numbers tweak.
The Dolphins really tweak, and they don't change.
Yeah.
Teams that have won multiple Super Bowls tend not to change, right? The Patriots didn't change after they won a Super Bowl, right?
Correct. They've been the same since.
I think they tweaked after that first one, but they really look basically the same.
Yep.
So the question was, had we won a Super Bowl, would we be doing this? And I can't answer that because I wish we had won a Super Bowl so we could find out. But I'd love to win one of these now that we've changed. But look at it this way. The Bucs change. They win a Super Bowl. It was a few years, but they won one.
Yep.
The Broncos changed.
They won
a Super Bowl. And they had been to four and lost in the old uniforms because Craig Morton in the 70s, then three with Elway they lost. Then they won two with Elway, and that's how that went down. So you have to look at it like that. Oh, my gosh. And we are greeted by a model, one of the models of the new gear.
Oh, yes.
And her name is Hannah McNair.
You like
it? Whoa. What are you talking about? Oh, he's not wearing a hat that he wore the other day.
Well,
but he's as good a model as we have had in this whole thing, and that's Mr. Cal McNair.
Yes. The chairman
and
CEO.
Do y'all see our kids, though?
Wearing the H-Town blue.
Are they wearing everything, Hannah?
The McNair kids. Yeah, new battle red. I've got the battle red. I've got the H-Town blue, the Color Rush jersey. And Cal put the hat on top of the headset, which,
that'll work.
It's not a good fit.
It's okay.
When we're in the broadcast booth and it's 0 degrees, I put the hat on, then the headset over it. Sometimes that works. So welcome, Cal and Hannah McNair. Congratulations. What a great day. How has your day been so far?
It's been busy, full, and a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. How many text messages have you gotten from people just saying, congratulations, this is awesome, they're excited about being Texas fans?
A lot.
Lots.
A lot, yeah. Hundreds, a lot. I try to keep up, but it's really hard.
Okay, so how many bullet holes did you actually leave in Landry this morning?
Verbal bullet holes.
Because you came in with the receipts, and that was kind of, it was awesome to hear. But I know you guys, you know, fired up about the whole H-down blue thing and all that, but just seeing, the one thing I asked Greg was, when you guys went out to Beaverton and saw him for the first time, what were your thoughts? Like, you're seeing the first new jersey. What were you guys thinking when you saw it for the first time?
I was thinking all those bullet holes were earned.
It was there. Well, Cal, what was the difference in seeing the uniforms in design versus on the players, or I would say models, but it's definitely better on the players?
Well, definitely. It's a whole nother experience on the players, and either just a mock-up or a drawing or on someone else. So seeing it on a player really puts it into action, and you get to see it come to life that way.
What about you, Hannah? Seeing it in design versus in the flesh, so to speak.
I think on the players, it just gives it a whole different element, like Cal said. And you get to see them on the field. You get to imagine that feeling on game day where they're wearing those uniforms. So when they're in them, you just put yourself in that stadium with those guys in those uniforms, and you just get that stadium feeling, that game day feeling, and you're ready to go. I feel like that's what I see when I look at these pictures and videos of them in it.
So we've had this day circled for a while. We knew about the party, 10 o'clock, videos are going out. And the world's going to see these things. I mean, some had seen some of them, but had seen everything. What are y'all feeling this morning when you're kind of like, what's the reaction going to be? Did you guys have any worries about it? Were you anxious about it? What were you kind of thinking as 10 o'clock rolled around? Was it more excitement than anxiety?
Yeah, definitely more excitement. We had gotten some feedback from the leaks, of course, that were pretty steady. We were looking for a plumber, but couldn't quite find one. But we were really excited for 10 o'clock to roll around, and we could show everyone, you know, the full closet. And so that was something we were really looking forward to.
We were expecting mixed reviews, as you normally get that with any reveal. Some people don't like change. But really, overwhelmingly, it's been really positive.
Absolutely.
I was asked what we'd be wearing in the Hall of Fame game, and I thought, if I had a choice, I might say the Liberty White, just to, you know, lead with that one, kind of like we did.
Should we let Andre choose?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I like this meeting here, yes.
I got a feeling that Andre's going to pick that one, because every single player we talked to, the Color Rush one, every one of them was like, this one is fire.
I wonder if there's requirement, like if that goes against what our closet can do. Like, if it's preseason, if it's a Hall of Fame game, because it's so out of the ordinary.
I like the way you say that.
Maybe they'll let that.
So I don't know if the preseason counts.
So we can wear whatever we want.
So I'm not sure, but I think that's right. But my gut tells me this will be a visiting trip, so we'd be in our white jerseys. But I don't know for sure.
Maybe.
But I like the way you say that, Anna, what our closet can provide. That's kind of interesting now that we've got a full closet of new uniforms.
I love the gear associated, though, because Hannah's wearing the jacket right now, and
you like it?
It's beautiful.
Oh, I was just talking about you, Dre.
Oh,
you look good, man.
Andre,
you probably can't hear us, can
hello.
You? No.
No one can hear a thing in here unless you have the headset on. But Hall of Famer, that is so special, though. What a year, Cal, that you have this. You have the draft coming up, which I don't know if we've been talking enough about the draft with everything else that's been going on. And you have Andre Johnson going into the Hall as the first Texan.
It's a good year. It's a good year. Let's keep it going. Had a great offseason. A number of really good free agents coming in. The Hall of Fame. The jerseys. And now let's roll into the draft and have a great draft. And let's just keep the ball going.
How will you spend Thursday night, the first round? Because, you know, we were talking to Nick about it. You guys don't have a pick, but you never know, right? So how does all that work, that process?
Well,
we'll be in the draft room.
We'll be in the draft room, and we'll be watching the draft, and that'll affect what happens on the second day. And you never know. Nick can trade up. He can trade down. There's no telling what he's going to do.
So, I mean, we got a guy like Nico Collins when we didn't have a first or second round. Am I getting that right?
He traded up in the first round.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So
I mean, you never know what can happen, but if you're watching the board and you're watching your guys, guys you may like.
Well, we know not to take a bathroom break at any point where we possibly could.
Yeah.
Like,
can't do it.
We're well-schooled on Nick Caserio drafts. We know anything can happen at any time. And I swear last year I saw you guys on stage, you know, probably an hour or so after that happened. But I don't know that I've experienced anything like C.J. Stroud being drafted and then a trade to get Will Anderson. I don't know what y'all were thinking at that time. And you guys were probably in the draft room, like, watching all unfold. But for us, I mean, that was incredible to watch during that draft party.
Yeah, we were in the draft room. And
it was all business, though, right?
Yeah.
Then, right? Like, you don't – there's not a big roar in there like what there was where you guys were. I mean, we were all cheering, very excited. But the energy that was coming back into that room from the feedback we were getting from people who were with y'all was so contagious that we wanted to be back there with everyone.
Yeah, so we back.
What is the role tonight here at this reveal party for the two of you? Are you going up on stage? What is going to happen? What can you tell us about
Landry
that?
Locker is coming out in our home uniform.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. You have to get a bet with Landry, and then that's what you win if he loses the bet, is he's got to wear that uniform.
Why would I give him something that nice?
That's true. Because he doesn't think it's nice.
Yeah, we're here. I'm not sure how long we're going to be here. We're going to be here for a while. Mm-hmm. And they do want us on stage to say about a line or two. But we're excited for the uniforms and for everyone to come out and experience it.
Great to see the kids out here tonight. How's the athletic competition going,
oh, yeah.
Hannah? How are the teams?
Oh, the teams are all doing really, really well. Calhoun's last tournament, actually the last tournament the boys were in, all of them made it to the championship, which was really quite fun. Calhoun's team, he almost pitched a no-hitter until the last inning in the championship game. Hit a home run. I think on the weekend his team had 16 home runs. Which
oh
was phenomenal.
God.
It was raining.
It was so much fun.
Don't they call it at some point?
I know, right? It was
weekend,
exciting. We've never experienced anything
on
like
weekend,
that.
How many games will you have, all told?
Ooh. That's
two,
so
and then four.
Calhoun that weekend had five. Robert that weekend had five in 2 days, so that's 10. Michael, it just gets counted.
So your off season is not stress free as far as watching games. You have a different kind of stress watching the kids play, right?
But it's a fun stress.
It's all a fun stress.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fun so long as they win, Duncan.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Answer of the day. Thank you very much, Cal and Hannah, for joining us today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anything
on
else you want?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, let's just sit down and talk now. Let's
pull up a chair. Pull up a chair.
We want to know second round. We got two picks. We want to know all of that. And I also, you know what I'm thinking about? The theme days are going to be really interesting to decide. When do you wear the color rush? When do you wear battle red? And we want to see what we have in prime time, because how many will it be? Do they give you any kind of clue as to how many primetime games, or you just have to wait like everybody else?
I think we've earned a few primetime games, so we'll see what happens. But we'll find out a little bit before everyone else.
Okay. All right.
So when the kids were like, Mom and Dad, I want that jersey or I want that piece of merch, what did they ask for?
They asked
which was
for
the one they wanted
all of them.
First.
Oh.
What was the one they wanted first?
Calhoun
so you can't
wanted
have all
the red.
Really?
Robert Michael wanted the H-Town.
Okay.
But then they start, you know, well, I want H-Town in this number. I want the white one in this number.
Right.
I want the, you know, so they kind of go down the list.
And I wanted the home jersey because that's
my
favorite.
That's Cal's favorite.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Deep steel blue.
That's right.
Tradition. All right, well, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
appreciate
have a great night. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair here at the reveal party. Cal, the chairman and CEO, and Hannah, vice president of the Houston Texans Foundation. And we will return with Texans Legend Talk. It is on the way here on Texans All Access. Presented by your Houston area Ford dealers, we're at the Texans reveal party. The uniform unveiling. However you want to describe it, it is large. Speaking of large, there's a gigantic H-Town Blue H off to our left in the lobby here at the 713 Music Hall where a lot of the Texans officials are, and it is gorgeous. Like, that is going to be seen somewhere else. I mean, they got to pack that up and put that somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they put that.
You can't just leave that here.
No, you know where that would go great? Out in Bud Plaza. How about Bud Plaza for a night game, primetime game? Nighttime game against the Bills. put that thing out in Bud Plaza.
Wait, Color Rush.
Wear those.
Color Rush, Bills primetime. All right?
Done.
I've already got this down.
Done.
And Andre Johnson's going to let us know what he thinks, because we'll set the schedule, and who better to organize the entire order of games, the fixtures, as they would call it in European soccer.
That's exactly right.
Than Andre Johnson, Hall of Famer. Dre, hello.
What's up, man?
So we're thinking H-Town, like the H-Town Color Rush uniform,
right,
against the Bills, prime time, NRG Stadium, yeah, lit. What do you think?
Nah, I think it's dope, man. I think the whole look, you know, and all the uniforms are really good looking. My favorite is the red helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how that, even in the H-Town helmet, I love how it has the red flakes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good looking, man. I'm excited about it.
Dre, one of the things about that red helmet is the red chrome face mask,
yeah,
which I can't remember what we had last year, but we didn't have that.
No,
didn't have the red
chrome.
Yeah. But that red chrome face mask, it just seems like it completes, like, that uniform, that red uniform. I didn't know how I was going to feel. Dre, you guys wore the red ketchup bottles in 07. That's what I called them, the ketchup bottles in 07. Yeah. I don't call them that now. But what was your favorite uniform combination that you guys wore? Was it the red?
No, I was a fan of the all blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was
my favorite jersey.
Y'all wore that in the playoff game, right?
Yes.
The first playoff game?
Really?
I can't remember.
I don't think so.
We wore the second year.
Second year.
The second year. Yes.
How do I know that? You don't. Yeah.
I don't remember uniform combinations that well.
You remember everything.
I remember opening night. I'll tell you one other thing I remember, and this came up. I was on the afternoon show today, and they asked me about uniform design in other places. Well, with the Hurricanes, in your era, mm-hmm, they were experimenting with the green and different
right.
things, because that wasn't a traditional Miami color, right?
Right.
It was
right.
orange usually with the white.
Right.
So what was that like? Because you guys had a lot of cool different ones with the stripes, but I remember some of the purists were reacting to those.
Yeah. It was a I think the thing was, when we got the green uniforms, everybody was super excited because we was always orange and white.
Yeah.
And, you know, the uniforms had changed right before. No, I actually changed when I got there.
Okay.
So, my first year we still had the older uniform. So my second year was when we started wearing the newer uniforms. And, I mean, guys were super excited. Guys always wanted to be in the green.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Or the all-white, like at Penn State opener in 2001, all-white, and just running right by them. That was awesome.
That all-white was sweet. There's no doubt. Dre, you made your trip to Canton.
Yeah.
How'd that go? How was it?
It was fun, man. Did orientation, just pretty much found out everything that's going to be going on during the days that I'm there. Got to go around the city a little bit, meet some people. It was fun. Got to hang out with the guys, Hester and Hugh. Well, it was four of us there at the time. Patrick and Julius had came the week before.
Right.
So, you know, we got to hang out with the guys and just catch up, man. It was a great time. I think probably the craziest moment for me was walking into that room with all the bus.
Yeah.
So,
and
like,
knowing you're going to be in there.
Yeah, so, you know, you actually, they told us this year, we'll be the first class that they actually let hang their bus in that room. So, So that's going to be pretty cool. So
that's awesome.
Well, they might have to move it to Cleveland. All of Houston is going to see you get inducted. Everybody I talk to plans on being there. It's going to be awesome.
When I was there, one of the guys asked me, who works with the Hall of Fame, he was like, how do you think Houston's going to show up? And I told him, I was like, man, listen. I was like, especially with us having that Hall of Fame game.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I told him, I was like, it's going to be crazy. Like, everybody I talked to, even just, you know, I went back home for the spring game a couple weeks ago.
How was that? You were coaching, right?
Yeah, me and Hester were out there. It was actually pretty cool. You know, just to get to be around the guys, going back to the alumni dinner.
Yeah,
it was great, man. Hanging out with Mike, you know, it was Michael Irvin. It was cool, man. So it was a lot of fun.
Hey, one more for you. Stephon Diggs signs with the Texans, and this is a pretty good pass catching crew already.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what do you think of the addition of him?
I think it just makes us better. You know, I felt like we already had a great group of receivers, and I think it just makes the group better. It creates competition in the room,
right,
and it just helps everybody elevate their game. I think you know, him coming in is going to push the guys to be, you know, better players. So it should be a lot of fun, man. I'm really, really looking forward to this season, man, to see how, you know, CJ comes in the sophomore year and all that stuff. So, I mean, football is great, you know, to have it back with the excitement in Houston right now is – Man, I'm anxious. I feel like I want to go.
Well, we'd love
it probably
to see
could
it.
Still.
Get some first
Every
downs.
Every player I've ever talked to said, I can go play three plays.
Yeah.
Three plays, you could go play at least. I know you're thinking more, but you could at least do three.
Get in the slot, work the middle. Come on, no one's going to hit you anymore. This league, no one can hit you.
Get in the slot.
They can have it.
We know you got another interview. Thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. All right, take care.
Andre Johnson. Hall of Famer. And
it's
man,
so cool
it
to say it here.
So great
it's
to
awesome.
Say it. I'm telling you, it's so great because, you know, I saw him get inducted into the Hurricanes Hall of Fame 10 years ago. It was exactly 10 years ago, Johnny, that he went into the University of Miami.
I remember you going to that.
All Access from there. Yep. And it was Portis went in that day. James Jones went in that day.
When he mentioned the Hurricane alumni dinner, I just went, whoa. For some reason, that hit me. Like, that must be one of the coolest events. And you just look around and go, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you can put it at Dre and go, Hall of Famer as well. So that's pretty cool.
It's nuts. And this off season and leading into the season is so full. My heart is full. The plate is full. The cup runneth over, however you want to describe it, because you think about everything we've got coming up here, the draft and the schedule release, and before you know it, camp starts early.
Yeah.
And who knows what they're going to do with that. There was a report that the Rams are coming in for practice.
Yep.
I don't know if we confirm that or whatever. But
That's been out there.
You know, and who knows what else, because you know you're going to Canton for that Hall of Fame game,
yeah.
And that could lead to all sorts of cool stuff. So I cannot wait for that four preseason game slate, getting into the regular season and all of it. Johnny, I'm getting impatient. Come on, let's go. Let's play right now.
Yeah,
let's play tonight. I got to play this weekend.
There's always an excitement from us. I mean, obviously you get excited for the draft, but I think anybody and everybody that I talk to,
yeah,
no matter where they live, they're like, man, you got to be excited. And I'm like, yeah. And I mean, I try to control it. Like,
of course.
Because I know it's such a – once we get into the season, it is a long grind.
You
no matter how good it is.
You know,
last year was incredible. Last year was incredible. But it was a grind, man. In November, you and I would look at each other like, all right, let's do this again. Because we had our new early bye. So we were playing like 12 straight.
Yeah.
So you just had to keep going and going and going. And that was long. But, man, it was fun. And I think that's the way this year can be. Once you get to camp, like, all right, buckle up. It's football season until February. And that's the way we got to start thinking. Like, nah, January. No. We got to be thinking about this thing ends in February. That's the way
this thing
has got to end. That's the way we got to look at it.
Also got to think that the most important things are the first things. And the first things are crucial to get those right. This is going to be really interesting for D'Amico Ryans. Last year you come in, you're trying to build something up. And you're still trying to build something up here, of course. But you have all these expectations, and I think it's harder than ever for teams to tune out the noise. You know, you can't.
Bingo. Now,
talking to Andre Ware, he was really avoiding newspapers and radio shows and everything when he was in his Heisman campaign.
Yep.
But it was a different era because now you get push notifications popping right to your phone.
You walk to the grocery store and somebody's taking a picture of you. Hey, man, can I get a picture with you? I
mean, pictures everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, before the smartphone, taking a picture. You got a camera? No. All right. Well, I guess no picture. I mean, it's hard to remember that.
Yeah.
And kids today are growing up in an era where you can't imagine not having a camera with you,
and
video camera at all times.
And you're right. It puts that much more pressure every single week, and especially with what's been done this offseason with adding Danielle Hunter, adding Azeez, re-signing Dalton, bringing in Joe Mixon, trading for Diggs. All these names that people know, not only here in Houston, but throughout the league, that are now all in Houston, it's ramping up the pressure wherever you go. I mean, you know, Sal said it last night when I was talking to him. I put you guys in that category right behind Kansas City and Baltimore. Like, last year we were 31st in power ranking. So, I mean, I think...
So he just dropped the Bills down because of what they've been going through this offseason.
He put the Bills with us and the Bengals.
Oh, with us.
Like in that kind of second tier. It's like first tier, Kansas City, Baltimore. And then we're in that kind of We're in that second tier.
I get it.
Bills, Bengals, and us.
I get it.
I don't disagree with him. I really don't.
It's wild.
But it's wild and surreal to kind of
compare
about.
That to last year.
I know.
But
at this time last year, we're looking at 31st in the power rankings. Right. The only team worse than us was Arizona.
But it's important to remember everything that went into it. Because
that's exactly
you went into
right.
the regular season
exactly
finale
right.
with a win or go home scenario.
Yep.
And what if you lose? And look, they didn't lose that game. What if you lost that game, though?
Oh.
How would you feel right now? You're 9-8, but you'd feel great about having a winning season. Just too bad you couldn't beat the Colts in the clutch. But they did beat the Colts in the clutch.
So I like watching the behind-the-scenes stuff. The Colts do a pretty good job with their behind-the-scenes. Like,
yeah.
You know, I can't remember. The Building the Colts, I think is what they called. So the first episode, they flash up Lucas Oil, and then it says January 6th, 2024.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, I know that date. And immediately the next shot they show is DeForest Buckner on the sideline, and you see him go, there it is, there it is. And then Goodson drops the ball.
They show that.
And they don't show him dropping the ball, but you see the reaction on the sideline.
Right.
And I just went, this is awesome. And so in the locker room, you could just see, you know, them dealing with that loss. And
yeah.
I'm like, there was so much joy in the other locker room. There was, I mean, I've yeah. never been around more joy after a game. It was incredible. And to experience that and then go, you know what? We're better. You guys had your shot. That's the way we got to think. You guys had your shot. We're light years away from you guys. I fear the Colts still, but that's the way we have to think, is that we're moving beyond the Colts being in our rear view.
It's
you
like
know?
Respect everybody because
right.
they're Absolutely. On your schedule twice.
No,
so,
no doubt.
And I know you know that. I know you know that. All right, thank you, Chris, for producing tonight. Got another big show tomorrow. Draft Eve is tomorrow. We're here at 713 Music Hall, presented by your Houston Area Ford Dealers Reveal Party. Check out Houston Texans social media for all the coverage. My social media, too, at Texans Voice on Instagram and X. Thank you, Matt, for engineering. Outstanding job here on site. Have a great night. Go Texans. Area 45 next.